you for joining me for Quite Excellent, episode number 78. This is our first episode of the 24-25 school year, and it is nice to be back. Quite Excellent is an ongoing annual project that allows me to share poetry with my students in a way that is both academic and exploratory. Rather than prescribing students arrive at any one answer to a poem that has been studied for decades, we primarily look at contemporary poems from largely living poets. The subjects of these poems will vary, but each is selected with the goal of allowing students to get in and just explore a bit. I'm not looking for any particular correct analysis. The goal is to adventure through these poems and share what we see, backed up by well-selected evidence. Every 3 weeks or so, I will provide students with a new poem and they'll write paragraph-length analysis in response to it, followed by online discussion responding to the analysis done by others in their class. While students are free to make any number of claims and support them, there are some expectations, of course. We are writing paragraphs, and there is a clear rubric to help students write effectively. In addition, each episode features a secret word or phrase that must be used in their paragraph, as well as a writing task, which requires students to practice a particular writing skill. I'm excited to see what this year's students are capable of, so let's get to it. Our first poem is one that was trafficked quite a bit on TikTok a couple years ago, titled The Orange by Wendy Cope. Cope has recently included the poem in a collection titled The Orange and Other Poems. Because I am not on TikTok, this one came by way of my wife. For this reason, I'm going to have her give us a reading of this poem as well. I really enjoy the poem. Although this isn't surprising, I enjoy nearly every poem people share with me. Sometimes I wouldn't like them nearly so much if I had found them myself, but even poems that don't immediately engage me are fulfilling when they come recommended. Knowing that someone else enjoys a poem enough to share it makes it something with added value, something to ask questions about and try to see as they see. Sometimes it is just an opportunity to ask, "Why do you like this?" and to then get into a conversation with someone about poetry. In the case of The Orange, I really do like the poem, especially its directness. It has four-line stanzas called quatrains. They are familiar, and there are so many little sentences that are perfectly functional. They aren't decorated with lengthy descriptions, and there are some sentence fragments in here too, incomplete sentences. These things make me wonder why. Why do this? Why not expand them? I have some ideas, but I wonder if students might ask and interrogate these questions as well. And of course, there are other questions that might lead students to explore the poem in other directions. For this week's passphrase, I want students to use the words, the speaker, to describe the character of the poem, the one who keeps using the first-person pronoun, I. This is a very important concept in poetry. Poets often write poems in the same way authors write stories, with characters who have their own point of view. In general, students should always treat the characters of a poem as separate from the poets themselves, unless the text makes direct references to elements of the poet's life. And even then, sometimes poets are only creating a version of themselves for the purpose of the poem. For this reason, the character that's sharing their point of view in the poem is always called the speaker. For our writing task, it is essential that we start by writing effective claims. An effective claim in response to a text has three parts: a tag, a what, and a how. Tag stands for title, author, and genre. You must always include this information when writing in response to any text. Be sure you put the title of this poem, and any poem, in quotation marks, by the way. The what of a claim is the thing you want to prove. It's a position you will need evidence to support. The how of a claim makes it clear what you will focus on to prove the what. I'm including a document on Google Classroom assignment that will offer a bit more guidance, and we'll practice this a little bit this week as well. Here's my wife, Dr. Christina Leiden, reading The Orange by Wendy Cope.
The Orange by Wendy Cope. At lunchtime, I bought a huge orange. The size of it made us all laugh. I peeled it and shared it with Robert and Dave. They got quarters and I had a half. And that orange, it made me so happy, as ordinary things often do just lately. The shopping, a walk in the park. This is peace and contentment. It's new. The rest of the day was quite easy. I did all the jobs on my list and enjoyed them and had some time over. I love you. I'm glad I exist.
A paragraph responding to this prompt is due on the Friday that ends this week, and your two replies to other students are due the Wednesday after. Students, be sure to use the speaker to refer to the character speaking in the poem. For our writing task, include an effective claim at the start of your paragraph by including a tag, a what, and a how. If you enjoy this podcast, have suggestions, want to provide a reading, or would like the class to direct their eyes toward a particular poem or poetic device, leave a comment on LatinTeaches.com or on Twitter. I am at LatinTeaches. The content of this podcast is used as a companion to class instructional activities, and ownership of these texts remain with their stated authors. Thank you for joining me for episode 78 of this podcast. I hope that between now and the next time you hear from me, you discover and savor a few things that you yourself find quite excellent.